Yo, what up?
What's up?
Mike, special guest Chelsea.
Hey, what's up, yo?
I got a question. Does age matter when you're dating somebody?
Like, yes.
All right, what's the oldest? I'm sorry, how old are you?
I just made 30.
Damn.
Oh, everybody do me that.
You look kind of like 23-ish.
I'll take it. I will take it.
All right. What's the oldest and youngest person you would date?
Youngest for me, I'm pushing it with like 4 years, but 3-4 years under me, I maybe could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would prefer older, me personally.
And what's the oldest?
Oldest?
You better not say 60. I'm going to judge you.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Because I don't like 60-year-olds. They rankled.
Angela Bassett's 60, nigga.
Nigga, how many Angela Bassett's they got walking around?
But that's
my mama's 62.
But I would date Angela Bassett.
I know you ain't date
that's
my mama.
That's what I'm saying. You would date a 60-year-old woman that look good and keep herself right. Up? You look at you.
I'm just saying this because, like, they got two celebrities that's in the media right now. We got Drake dating, I think her name Brooklyn, mm-hmm. as Lotto's sister. And she like 21.
21, yeah.
And Drake my age, she like 37.
37, yeah.
In fact, he your age. I think he was born in 85.
No, Drake younger than me.
All right.
Y'all the same age.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, Drea is pregnant right now with Jalen Green's child.
Right.
That look kind of bad because her son is Jalen Green's age.
Right.
And what's your take on that?
Again, I don't think that people judge it so bad if it's on the flip side. So how can y'all, you know, that's a double standard right there.
We live in a world with double standards.
We do. I'm not against it, though, because
I'm judging Drake, though. Not because 37 to 21 is like a big difference. It is. But Drake he's been Drake for a very long time. He's super experienced. So somebody that's naive to like the world and in that lifestyle, they gonna get sucked up in
fast. You're right. So people on that magnitude, then yeah, I it's a different world that they in.
I'm begging for your phone.
It's a different world that they in. So I guess in that perspective, I don't agree with it. But they do have a lot of 21, 22-year-olds that have lived a couple lives, and they are a little bit more experienced than other 21 and 22-year-olds. So, you know, some people get in their life a little faster, but I do think they're still adults at 21 and 22 years old.
All right. That's true. But me as a 37-year-old man, I'm going to feel out of whack trying to connect with a 21-year-old woman. Like, what are we going to talk about?
All right.
Generational gaps. Our mindsets are different.
Definitely. It should be.
Like, I'm focused on, like, investments and and most 21-year-olds are focused on Miami.
Right. Most, but are all?
Well, I don't know any 21-year-olds. So.
I'm just saying that because just from my perspective, like not even thinking on a dating level, I've encountered some pretty mature 21, 22-year-olds in a sense of they're not thinking how others are thinking. Most of them are in that party world, that TikTok world, that, you know, social media, all of that stuff. But they got some 21-year-olds that's standing on big business out here, and they don't care about all of that. So maybe
that
those
phrase.
Ones can – you hate that? I love it. What?
Nah, because the whole world say that shit, nah.
The biggest of business. We like that.
I mean,
but
white people been doing this shit for years, and nobody have a problem with it.
All right.
Like, I think Robert De Niro, like, 15 or 16, 17 years older than his wife, something like that.
All right, Mike, I'm going to ask you, should I be the new me, who I'm trying to be, or should I be me?
Be honest.
Yep.
All right.
Because dating and fucking all right,
keep
two
it a buck.
Things.
Yo, I've been out of high school a while now.
Yeah.
A lot of people who used to be bad in high school are trash now.
Yeah.
So I can see why I ain't trying to date a 37-year-old, because you look bad. And they might say the same thing about me. I ain't that, fuck, I ain't that handsome, but and I'm fat now. But,
man, it's crazy out here.
But I'm saying, like, people age bad, so it might be kind of cool dating somebody younger.
I mean, I wouldn't, because I don't like young people. They irritate me. I don't like the way they talk and same. The music they listen to. So I couldn't date a 22, 23, 24, 25 year old, but I could fuck one. But I couldn't date one, seriously. So, like, that's two different things. Like, dating somebody, you got to talk to them. You got to spend time with them.
But I like dating. Like, no homo, but I like going out and meeting people and, like, doing fun shit and activities. I'm old now.
So let me ask this. So you meet somebody and you're enjoying their company. And you find, like, you've been on two dates, let's just say that. And you've enjoyed both of them. You didn't know her age. She tells you.
Hold up. I'm going to ask her age early.
Yeah. I'm saying even, you know, if she carry herself or you meet her in a place where it's grown, you know, super grown, 25, 30 plus, you know, type, you know, vibes. You know everybody in the room is grown. You meet her. Y'all are just vibing. Y'all go out to dinner that night. Y'all end up hanging out the next day. Then you find out she's 21. Would you stop talking to her?
Nah. If the vibe's right and our ideologies line up, we got the same, mindset. I'm going to see where it go.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't going to stop messing with somebody just because they're 21. But
if they're 18, I can't talk to them.
Stop it right there immediately. Yes. Yeah. No, that can't happen.
Like a teenager, no.
Yeah, like
you
got to
be at least 21. You got to be at least 21.
You can't go get no drink? No. So how could you judge Drea in her situation?
I'm only judging because I want to draw it for myself, so I'm hating. Like, I ain't gonna care. Like, if I was an NBA nigga, like,
that little young dude that took her out the game.
Too. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
That little young nigga took her out. Like, she fine. Out.
As hell.
Well, I don't like Drea that much.
Oh, like, that girl cool.
Physically, she's good. I don't care about her.
She ain't my baby mama.
Nigga, she left her child in the house.
Yeah, you know she told
to eat noodles and shit. You know why she go whore around?
You know how many scumbag women I smashed in my 20s? I don't like that. Don't knock her up. She's a scumbag.
I don't like bad parents. Yo, I'm.
I agree with that. That's valid.
And I don't like the fact that Drea's son is like 21 or 22, and that nigga she dating is 22. Man, what they get married?
Fuck with her.
Yeah, the son like 2 years younger than the baby daddy. But you
know, that's close.
The older NBA niggas
we gotta fight.
Fuck with her like that's that. Too close.
The older NBA niggas ain't gonna fuck with her because, you know, she used to be with Arena. So
she was with a lot of niggas.
Yeah, so the young niggas, that's the NBA. She wants the NBA money, so she gotta get the fresh niggas.
I know. Man, I don't care about this age shit. Man, we about to start this podcast for real.
Yo, Mike,
let's get it. Start the pod in 3, 2, 1. Should ask you, did you want headphones? But you probably didn't.
I don't know on the man though. I can shoulder lean. I don't know how to do it though.
You bounce right and left and let you show. Man, you probably had it. Yo, episode 146. Last week I was confused. Oh man, shout out to Mike Fresh. Now you cut it off. I wish I could dance, cause I would start shoulder leaning, but I can't dance. I look bad dancing. Yo, what up, people? Welcome to episode 146 of the TMI podcast. That's Toxic Masculinity Issues. You know us? We bring that toxic shit to the forefront, and y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with me, Fresh, Chelsea. Man, you know me, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one, Hollywood Nikki.
Really sneak around just in case y'all forgot. They've been trying to stop the wave,
but the wave don't stop. Fuck it, man. It's the birthday boy. Man, Mike fucking Fresh. And this nigga's old as a motherfucker, man. I'm gonna give you a birthday song. Wait, old as a motherfucker. And I got a special guest. I don't like being on that groupie shit, but I'm like super excited. Yo, I think you like dumb talented. Like,
period. Thank you.
I'm gonna call her like, don't you like a tailor? Make alterations. I don't know what that's called. A seamstress. That's
the one.
Nigga, who the fuck I look like, nigga? I don't know that shit.
Fake.
Don't correct me, nigga.
Men call it Taylor. Like, more men will come to me and be like, Taylor.
I ain't never heard a man say that in my life. Like, they don't know their seamstresses?
No, nigga, I go to a tailor.
No.
But I got Chelsea in the building. Yo, thank you for coming through, yo. I'm super excited.
So happy to be here.
Now let me get back in my regular shit because I don't like sound at all fanboyish. Hey, Mike, though. 39 years ago, you graced this planet, bro. My fucking brother. I love you, my nigga. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Also, Shan, your birthday is friend of the show, my nigga Tyrone.
Fat ass.
I'm super excited, man.
Probably eating all the cake.
Fat ass nigga. All right. You can't tell me nothing. He at home. What are you going to tell me?
I got shit for y'all. All
right, but let's start it off. Mental health checks. Yo, how your week was?
Busy. It was mentally great. I love staying busy, so that works.
Say fresh, what you did, nigga?
Shit, I worked all week again. Another fucking... I think I worked every day since the last time we recorded. Fuck.
That's tough. Shit. I go to the office Monday. Right. All right. Well, you know, since I quit,
yeah.
I didn't do anything this week, just studied. But I guess I go to work Monday.
They get like a pamphlet or a book or some shit.
I got a study guide, man. I got to get a license. But, yeah, I ain't do shit. Yo, I ain't lying, bro. Like, it's mentally fulfilling when you ain't got to do shit.
Because
I was working, like, super hard.
That's why niggas don't work.
But I'm glad, like, my last 2 years at Harbor Freight, I was taking naps and not working. I'm glad, bitch. Like, I left and I got my money's worth. I used to be in the office every day taking naps.
Nah.
All right. So, all right, Mike, we got two choices. We can start off talking about the world, or we can do some Q&A with our guests.
Start with our guests.
All right. I want people to know about you because, like, I think you're dope as fuck. All right. So, how you got started with this, with the designing and the sewing and the seaming?
Well, I'm very petite, not your normal small. So, my clothes never fit, ever fit. But
wait, hold up. And then all the big girls be, like, trying to put smalls on.
They buy all the smalls. Like, it be clear as day that they can't, that's not their size. And they still going to go for it. But it's okay. I get it. They want that snatch fit. But that's why y'all need to just get y'all size and bring them to me. But anyways, so my clothes never fit. They're always too big. So I just started kind of making them fit, altering my own clothes. And I was on Snapchat at the time. I was posting on there. People saw, they encouraged me to keep going, and that encouraged me to, you know, continue with it. How I got into designing, making prom gowns.
I be seeing that shit.
Yeah, it just kind of blew up. In all honesty, I never planned any of this stuff that I do. I never planned any of the business that I have. Even still to this day, I don't do too much promotion. A lot of my customers are word of mouth. So I just kind of put myself out there, and people, they fuck with it.
I bought a few suits, and I'm like, man, these bitches ain't hitting like postal. So I'll go contact you, but I'm like, this nigga busy as fuck. Every time I see you, like, you got a dress, or you making like a hoodie,
yeah,
tight. Like, this nigga busy as shit.
Yeah, the little TikTok videos, that's just stuff that I do when I have free time, which is why it's not as often as I would love for it to be. But that's something that I kind of do in my free time. I'm in prom season right now, so.
Oh, yeah, you about to.
I got 15, 20 gowns to make, so it's like.
Nigga.
You know, and then it's nigga. Crazy out here.
Everybody want a custom dress.
It's crazy out here. The prom girlies nowadays, I don't know what the hell done happened with prom, but they doing it real big for prom now. So I love that for them and for myself.
Prom is big.
It's big,
right?
Like, niggas don't come in the car no more. They be coming on jets, space shuttles.
Man, listen, they coming out of helicopters and stuff. Like, I'm damn.
That shit was crazy. Yeah,
it just blew up.
So, like, sewing and shit, that was been your passion, or was like a hobby that you just started fucking with?
It was a hobby that, in all honesty, kind of saved my life because I was very depressed. When I first started sewing, I was not in a good space. I dropped out of college. I didn't know what I wanted to do. But I knew I liked clothes. I knew I wanted my clothes to fit because no matter how small I am, you know, it's still hidden.
Right.
So I had to make sure I brought that out.
Say, nigga, you ain't that small, no. I mean,
I am little.
I mean, you ain't huge, but.
Now you know.
I seen small. No, I seen smaller, though.
But they have all these thick body, fine girls. They look great, by the way. But, you know, I'm just a different kind of fine. I'm a very petite. They don't make clothes for my kind of size. So I had to make that happen.
So you fuck with, like, the old school sewing machine? Like that? Or you just...
Wait, that bitch go... My mama had one, too.
Hey.
What up,
ma? I'm just 30. I'm just saying, I don't know nothing about no. I use a regular.
You be having a fucking pencil behind your ear doing the walking and shit.
Listen,
you do that. Hold up, I'm watching you do all this.
I get down and I don't play. I probably still just like them old ladies, but no, I have an industrial machine, so
that's some new school shit.
It's just bigger. It's a grander scale.
I see you. You in the business of like teaching people or holding classes and stuff? I see you trying to launch that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into that. I just wish I had a little more time to just fully give, you know, my all to that. I'm not going to do it until I do have that time. But when I do have the time, yes, I will offer classes. I did it a couple years ago. So, yeah, I did teach a couple people some things.
Like, I learned how to sew Murder, She Wrote. How you know, nigga?
Because Pam tried to teach me every kind of do the needle and thread shit.
Mm-hmm. Can you do it now?
Hell no.
So don't tell me it's not that hard, nigga.
It's not.
But
I just never had to do it. Like, we used to have to, you know, sew the bottom of our school pants. Like, say, you know, you walk on the pants and shit look all ragged at the bottom.
Throw them bitches away.
I mean, nigga, we wasn't about to buy new pants all the time like that. You cuff them in.
Nigga, I went to Kennedy. We could wear whatever.
Y'all was just wearing jeans in school?
Y'all had no uniform?
No, we had uniform, but you know.
I mean, it was Kennedy.
It was a nigga school. Yeah. We did nigga shit.
Well, I wish I would have went to Kennedy.
Where you went?
I went to St. Mary's. St. Mary's Academy.
I don't say St. Mary's. shout out to my nigga Dre. My nigga Dre in town. He in the background. He can't come on the pod. He got banned. But tonight we going to turn up. We going to do something. Back to you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna try to make clothes, but it's over, nigga. Hollywood line, nigga, it's over. Making all my own shit. Think I'm going to store ever again? Nope.
Nope.
Oh man. So I would think creating, that's like your passion.
Yes, it definitely. It was a hobby turned passion. So now I'm very passionate about it. I just keep growing. I'm never going to stop. I could say it's a passion now.
That's cool. So if you had to, like, have a profession, you would do this full time? And
not per se making clothes from scratch, but somewhere within the fashion industry, absolutely.
Right.
Never going to let it go. But am I going to eventually stop doing the labor work of making the prom gowns and, you know, just evening gowns, whatever like that, myself? Hold up, yeah.
Nigga. Is you wearing contacts?
No.
Nigga, that's your eyes?
Yeah.
This nigga here.
Yeah. This man looked at me and said, hold on.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought now, man. Always talking about you doing it full time, but all right, so no matter what happened, you trying to stick with the fashion. If it's not like fully from scratch, but you do want design and shit. And
yeah, I'm still going to design. I'm still going to, you know, bring my visions to life and put it out there for people.
All right, so you draw like,
I'm not, in all honesty, I don't draw. I don't sketch. I don't do a lot of that. I really freestyle. If I drape it off my mannequin, I'll just create something and then cut it up after I make it.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I really just turn my music on and get lost. That's really what I do.
I think I seen you made a tuxedo before too, huh? Like a prime tux or some shit? A jacket?
No, I had added something to it. I made a little suit before for a baby. But that's, I don't want to make suits.
Hold up. So what if I got a big ass event and I'm like, damn, Chels, only you can get me right. You can't make me a suit?
I could, but
y'all niggas on y'all own.
That's tough, man. That's tough, man.
I could, but, you know, that's a lot. Men are shaped weird. No offense, guys. I'm just.
Oh, no. I see the way I'm shaped. Like a pelican or flamingo.
Not a pelican.
I'm built bad.
Man, no, but men really do have, like, very, very, very different shapes. Girls are kind of all with, you know, they got a
sexy
small waist, hips. You know, it's the same thing, kind of just an inch or two missing here or there. Men, it's a total, how you got two sizes on your pants size? Girls just wear 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Men, it's like a 32, 38, like a, what's the 34, 30? Like, what it's is the, all of that?
It's my length.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just saying that's yeah. a lot.
I think it's easy. Hey, yo, but see, bro, I got about three suits that I want to fit differently. I mean, I want them niggas. I mean, I want the bitches. I want the bitches a little tighter. Okay. Pause.
We could do that. We could definitely do that.
In fact, I think I told you I wanted to hit you up, but I'll be saying like, oh shit, it's prime season. I'm busy and shit.
And you know what's crazy? People still contact me and they still be like, but look, you got time for me though? You really just got to hit me up.
I ain't gonna lie. I was going to just out, whatever they paid, I was going to outbid them if I can go first.
Listen, money talks.
I'm like, I know I'm richer than all them kids.
It's them kids' parents.
Right.
Well,
man, listen.
I'm paid. I used to be paid pretty well, so.
When I tell you them kids, they book the consultation, come to it, and they be like, hold on, let me call my mama. Let me call my daddy. I be like, girl, call your people. Do what you got to do.
Right, right. You say you promote mostly word of mouth, but like you gotta use social media. Like you start off with you say Snapchat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You use TikTok?
A little bit.
I'm just asking because didn't they ban TikTok?
They're talking about it. It's not banned yet. They're talking about it. The process has already started. Mm-hmm. They voted on it. I think the Congress approved it.
Yeah, it's more going.
The president got to sign on it.
So, how you feel about that?
I don't got no big ass following on that, so right. It ain't gonna hurt me none. But I enjoy it. It's informative about whatever, even important shit to dumb shit to entertainment shit. Like they got a lot of information on there. That's why I think they're trying to get rid of it.
Yep. How you feel about a TikTok ban?
I think they hating because. Aside from a lot of information, it's so much information on TikTok. But aside from that, it's a lot of money to be made.
Right.
And they can't, how they going to get their bread off that? They haven't figured a way to capitalize off of them people making all this money. So they're going to hate on it.
I feel indifferent. People monetize TikTok so they make money. So I want them to continue making money. However, yo, TikTok is trash. Like, they got so many lawsuits about racial discrimination.
Right.
They had lawsuits about black influencers being put on the back burner while their white counterparts got put up front.
Right.
And I'm nigga first. Yeah. Everything. And so I really ain't got no love for TikTok. And plus, every time I post something, my mouth get muted. So I stop posting.
Well, what you be talking about?
I mean, they don't mute me.
I say nigga a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I say a lot.
So they mute
shit.
You because of that? Nah, they got...
Yo, on this platform, we said a lot of wild shit.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I don't get muted.
That's the old us. So. The new us is... I'm trying to be more politically correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, yo, quick. You know what I don't like? This random. Yo, niggas are mad horny.
I agree. Horny, what dog. The fuck?
Super yo, horny. Nigga. Yo. My job like that. That nigga, I call this nigga... I'm like, bro, you too horny, though. You gotta chill out.
Fucking
weak. Niggas are too fucking horny. Let me explain. I'm on IG scrolling. I see like a person. So I click on it. And it's not a real person. It's AI.
Yeah.
It's an AI girl. Her name is Doja Spice. I can look at him like, this is not a human. Like, yeah, she looks beautiful, but I can tell this is an AI.
Yeah, you can tell the picture. Yeah.
So I'm like, let me see how horny niggas really are.
You went to the comment section?
Did I?
They all in there.
Boy, niggas are fucking horny, man.
But girls are overly sexual too.
Yes, I see it. You know who they doing it with now? That nigga, what is it? Mayor Cooper, that nigga. They been meat riding this nigga since the movie came out. That dark skin nigga in the movie.
Who the fuck is that?
That nigga who was humping Kelly Rowland on Netflix.
Everybody talking about that.
Everybody meat riding this nigga, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god.
Get off this nigga nuts.
You a little jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous, nigga. I want Kelly too.
All the stuff falling off his shoulder.
Get off this nigga nutsack, man. Yeah, fuck.
But I'm just, the level of men horny bothers me. Like, because I'm a horny nigga. Like, I'm a regular person, yeah. But I'm not fucking.
They don't have no shame, though. They don't care.
Yo, picture. Yo, she got the AI got a paid Patreon. Like.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
niggas signed up for it.
Yeah, niggas with disposable income, yeah.
Like, how you sign up to see a fake person?
Wait, you on to something now. I'm going to give me an AI. Make an AI page.
Nigga.
Like, you getting money off a fake person?
That's fucking crazy.
They get money. Women attractive. Any kind of attractiveness, a woman can post anything. Nigga, Karrueche started a foot page.
Listen, that's why I'm not like against OnlyFans.
I like Karrueche. I'm not paying for that.
I'm not against OnlyFans.
Look, I'm not against it either, but I'm not paying for your feet.
I mean, I support sex workers. Like, if somebody want to do something, I don't care.
I said OnlyFans, not sex workers. Well,
I mean, OnlyFans, that's like a sex working. I ain't saying they fucking, but that's like for... It's described as sex work.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly known for that, but
okay,
it's
not so like sexy pics and all of that.
Yeah.
Sex work. You're right.
No, I ain't paying for just for no sexy pics, no, because you know what meatballing me. That's how men feel. To Harry meatballed me one time, I ain't never falling for it again.
I was rich. No. At one point, I was rich, so I paid for whatever.
Nah. Because listen.
No, I ain't getting meatballed
twice. If a man only sees you with turtlenecks on all day, and then he could finally see you with a bikini on.
I'm not he's gonna pay for it.
He's gonna pay.
He's gonna pay for it.
Hey, my nigga. Niggas paying for AI. So they gonna pay for a real person.
Be for real.
I'm not. I'm talking about Michael's not.
Well, I got a lot of disposable income.
I don't. I'm cheap.
I'm gonna pay.
I'm cheap.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
Exactly.
Tricking is for like real pussy, not like AI pussy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I disagree.
I need to get some real feel. I disagree. Not my own hand.
I believe in, listen. No. I leave it at home. When I go
I'm
on
not
dates,
seven
when
hours
I go
to
out,
give it to AI? No, hell no.
Not AI, wait, just in general.
Wait, what's tricking to you? Because like, I don't think we might have different ideas of what tricking is.
Okay.
I think if I buy you something, that's not tricking.
No. I think like senseless buying, though, like just unreasonably buying stuff is tricking.
Oh yeah. I don't know niggas that do that though. I know niggas do it. But I don't know those niggas in particular.
So,
nigga, you fucking.
I told you I needed to leave that bottle on the other side. That stuff is good, yo. It's good.
Yo.
I should have left it over there because now y'all judging me. They judging me, yo.
Oh, but back to
tricking. Back to tricking. I don't really know what I think tricking is because me personally, I ask for what I need. I get what I need, but I'm not a materialistic kind of girl. So it's not really, the tricks don't really come for me because you got to come with a little more than your money.
That sounds like a relationship.
Hey, nigga, just.
What you expect when you trick?
Sex.
Exactly. I don't be having that. So.
So what are you getting for the tricks? Where the treat at?
That's why I don't just do the tricks. Like you got to come with more than your money. The men that I personally date, they already got the money, so it's not even about that. You know, you can't come over here without no money. I got my own.
Hold up. All right. Would you date somebody without money?
Well, what do we mean by without money?
Like a regular dude.
Like he's broke.
Yeah,
and he ain't doing nothing.
No, I'm saying he broke right now. I'm saying in his account he got $100.
What are you going? What can he do?
That's too.
Stop.
As a man.
I'm about to get you. I'm about to crack you. Think longer, hard. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. First of all, let's think about the woman that you're approaching or that you're dealing with.
All right. Oh, okay.
I could have $100 in my account today, and I could have $6,000 tomorrow. Like, you know, ain't no telling. I make my own money. I work for myself. I'm my own hustler. I do my own stuff. I got money coming in. What is $100 gonna do? What are we gonna do with that? What are we gonna do with that? As a woman, I want to submit to a man. I want a man that can lead me. I want a man that's stronger than me. I'm already a strong, independent woman. You gotta add to what I got.
It's not about the game right now. It's about the vision. Like, what if he had a
plan? He's working towards something.
All right, yo, peep this.
He ain't just broke.
Like, I was broke. Like, I was poor at one point. I was making, like, well, babies are us, $825.
I was making less than that.
I ain't had no money. And, like, my girl still stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got rich, well, not rich, nigga rich. Like,
yeah.
Niggas start making $100,000.
Yeah,
when I got nigga rich, like, she could reap the benefits because she stuck around. Like, I seen people that kind of, this nigga ain't got it. I'm the chick told me, I think I was making 14. She was like, that's not enough. And she didn't have a job. This was a long time ago. But like, you ain't got a job.
Like, I would have stopped fucking with her for being unemployed.
I'm going to say this.
I was young and I wanted to pop.
I'm going to say this. If I was dealing with you before you just went broke, I ain't saying you got to be rich. But if you was living a comfortable life, I met you and then at some point you went broke, I'm not going to leave you because you went broke. But you can't come try to meet me as a broke nigga. It's not going to work. You how you going to take me? You can't pay for dinner.
Hold up, nigga. I think I can rock this. Hold up.
You cannot pay for my dinner. If you choose, you come to me with $100 in your account.
So
you cannot take me on a date tomorrow.
Yo, this is me, Dominic, talking to you. I'm trying to holler at you right now. I can take you to Applebee's for 20. They had a 2 for $20. So I can take you out, and then we can go like have a daiquiri or something. Our next date, I can cook for you. So I'm stretching this, honey. We still good. And eventually, I'm going to get paid. I mean.
A trying man can be a good man. I wouldn't deny him a chance, but he would have to compensate elsewhere. Like, not financially. We would have to have an amazing conversation. I would have to feel very secure in his presence. Like, it would definitely have to compensate. And you would have to have a plan, because I got a plan. I got something that's working.
Hold up. If you got a plan, like, you can lead. Like,
no. You can.
Hold up. No.
Absolutely.
I seen women level niggas up till they get to where they got to be.
Okay, I get that. I've tried that. I've taken that role multiple times. Yo, so
don't bring that baggage out in the new
situation.
I'm not.
But in my experience, you know, when you get a little, as you grow older, you got a little wisdom and stuff. What I've learned is let that nigga figure his shit out on his own. And come back and holler at me when you got it together, my love, because at the point I'm at right now.
You're going to be gone. You're going to be gone.
Well, look, that's no coming back. Maybe not, because a guy, you know, somebody that I dated a couple years ago could still come back to me now and try to reapproach the situation. I'm still single. It's not to say I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be there, like, you know, but get your shit together, because you don't come to me half a piece and all that. Want me to make you whole. Come to me as a whole person, and I'm coming as a whole person, and we're going to have a whole relationship or a whole partnership, whatever we have, we're going to have that together. But I don't have it in me to try to build nobody up. Like, come as you are. We grown now.
Yeah, women don't date on potential no more.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm 30.
We got to start dating off potential. Not on potential either.
I've been doing that. You tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I should do that more.
Because you're lonely.
I'm not lonely. There he go with the narrative. Not how I did with this shit. It's coming out. Somebody will say, yeah, he right, man. You right, Hollywood.
I am right. All right. I got some random questions. Hey, yo. What's a movie that made you cry?
Fuck, Armageddon. That shit made me cry. Because he sacrificed himself to and not that he was saving the world. He left his daughter behind. So that triggered it for me. Like, that you know, a parent leaving their child behind is very, very triggering. I couldn't even watch The Last Man. The last, whatchamacallit? The Best Man. The last one they did when the wife got sick. I could not watch that whole movie.
Best Man Holiday, I think.
Yeah. When they revealed that she had cancer, I turned that shit clean off. Wait, I never finished it.
That's real life for you. So you, that's going to bother you.
Yeah. That part, that was triggering. I said, I already know what I'm going to start crying. I turned the shit off. I couldn't even finish it.
Picture you cried there. The movie makes me laugh. I don't know. Say, Chels. Can you think about a movie that made you cry?
It was this movie. It had Denzel Washington in it. It was called Fence, I think.
Fences?
Yeah. Oh, Fences, that's
I
it?
See, I heard of it, but I never watched it.
Yeah, I think Viola Davis in there, too.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. It just had a very deep meaning to me at the end, and it kind of fucked me up.
All right. The funny thing is, I don't cry during movies, and I cry a lot. Like, I'm a crying ass nigga.
You don't cry during movies?
Only movie I cried for was I Am Legend.
Because of the dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it ain't nothing that don't resonate with you, you ain't gonna really feel some kind of way.
I can't watch a dog get hurt. I'm gonna cry.
I had a dog movie made me cry.
A mad pussy. I'm gonna cry.
I know, like, I boohoo cried at Shiloh. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that.
I ain't never heard of it.
It's an old but movie.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to cry.
Don't watch it because it's bad. It's bad.
I got that to get to this. Yo, what you going to do if you go see a movie and your nigga boohooing in front of you? like really boohooing.
Wait, because I really can't judge because I would be right there crying too probably.
No, but you're not crying. You like,
but you're supposed
you
to.
You're doing this.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Oh, what would I do? I would laugh at his ass.
I see. They hate
that's
that.
Tough. That's
I would laugh at his ass.
You gonna laugh at a nigga for crying, being open?
Isn't
crying in front of a woman don't ever turn out in your favor, dog.
Nigga, I cry a lot.
I will welcome that.
I'm a mad crier. I cry all the time,
you gotta,
nigga.
You got to be emotional, but that shit got to come with balance. Because if you're too emotional, like, this nigga always crying.
Absolutely, nigga. Yes. You can't be crying like you got a period about to come down.
I don't even care. Like, I'm going to cry.
Like, I'm 100%.
Nigga, you cried on this podcast. You cried on this podcast several times.
I'm 100% with everybody being themselves. But some women, if you ain't willing to let you get judged, don't do it. Because you're going to get judged for it. They're going to call you soft.
I don't think so. Maybe a little.
How you going?
But like, not like a bad, like, oh, you just soft. Yeah, it's just going to be like, oh. It's going to be like, oh.
But how you going to be masculine with her? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, you can't raise, you got to bring your voice down a notch when you want to yell and stuff.
I know, we too old to yell now anyway.
You know, you get that
sometimes. New me don't yell at all. Well, I'm so laid back now, nigga.
I'm trying to get the.
You got to balance with that, too.
Well, I had a temper. It's gone now.
If you're too laid back, you don't care.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't do enough, it's like, oh, I can walk over you. If you do too much, you're crazy.
It's crazy, son.
Hey, yo, I'm still me. Like, I'm not going to be walked over. I'm still me.
You, what you was about to say, stand on business?
No, I'm really that nigga. So like, I'm not gonna be played with. Like, people, I guess they respect me. I'm not to be played with. From like 35 years of crazy to now 3 years of regular, like, they don't fuck with me.
Well, yeah.
Yo, all right. This is kind of weird. Hey, yo, you know, Mike, we support everybody.
Right.
We love everybody. But how you feel about, like, gay people that didn't come out?
I mean, I want people to be themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, I know, I understand why they don't do it. They don't want to get judged. They don't want people, you know, turning their back on them, not being, you know, their family members, not fucking with them and all this other shit.
Wait, hold on. See, bro, if somebody gay, it don't bother me.
I mean, because you're a mature adult.
I don't like thirsty gay. I don't like thirsty gay at all.
They just like us. They,
I don't want to. No.
No, there's thirsty gay out there.
I don't want the nigga, like, pushing walking around thing. And, like, in a Speedo with his shirt off and shit. Like, nigga, stop
me. Talking about flamboyant?
Stop thirst trapping.
That's, yeah, flamboyant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want thirst trapping gay. Like, I'm on Facebook. And I saw a picture of somebody thirst trapping gay. You know, like, why are you doing this? I don't want to see this 8 o'clock in the morning.
Because they want attention, just like us.
Yeah.
No, I don't like attention.
If you was built like Jonathan Majors and fucking Creed, your ass wouldn't, you would take buku pics with no shirt on. You probably would record this fucking podcast with no shirt on.
My nigga, you know my confidence level at all time high. Nigga, I'm sexy not, as a motherfucker. Nah, I ain't got to be built a certain kind of way. Nigga,
if you had an 8-pack, nigga.
I don't need an 8-pack, nigga. I got a 9.
So why y'all record the shirt off?
I've done it before.
No, I'm talking about all the way.
Hey, Dre, this gay ass nigga trying to see my nipples, man. This a faggot ass nigga, man. He wants to see my titties. This nigga wild.
So every time you come in, you pinch my nipples, but I'm the gay one, nigga.
Fuck. This nigga lying.
This nigga, so you gonna lie on the pod? You gonna lie on the pod?
What the fuck wrong with you?
You gonna lie on the pod?
I lie all the time, nigga. Next week, I'm gonna do it with my shirt off. What's wrong with this nigga? Oh, but I don't like, I don't like horny gay and like thirst trapping gay. That bothers me.
Like, they want attention too, nigga.
I fuck with gay people. Y'all do what y'all do. I ain't tripping.
Shit.
More women for me. I like, now, I keep being gay. I get all the girls.
They shouldn't be in the closet, though. That's where it goes left.
Right.
Because, like, they be in the closet and still messing with girls to make it look like they're not gay. That's nasty.
All right. Who a person wants to have sex with, that's their business.
Right.
But
also, it's the business of whoever you're dealing with
I'm about to get you right now. I mean, you have sex. You wouldn't be offended if I asked, you be fucking girls?
No. If I am, yes, I am. You're entitled to ask that if you're having sex with me.
That's both socially acceptable.
What if I asked you, were you born a man?
Yeah, you can ask that too.
You lying. That wasn't no thing you.
No.
This nigga lying.
Why would. Listen, first of all, you gonna already know it ain't that. So, but that, if to ask that question to somebody that you speculate that with, I don't think nothing is wrong with that because I don't know what you got going on until I ask. Now, once I ask, you either gonna tell me the truth or you gonna lie to me.
You asked You ask niggas, do they fuck men?
Fuck no.
Because I'm not a virgin. I had sex before. Nobody ever asked me, do I fuck men? That's kind of weird, huh? Like,
I speculated it one time and I asked it. Yep.
So you have before. So she did.
Yeah, before. I thought about it. I speculated
I
asked.
I guess they wait for signs.
What he said? Girl, you crazy. What he said?
That nigga denied it, of course.
That'd be straight. That'd be crazy. That nigga said, you know what? You got me. That should be
What nigga really gonna say that though? For real.
Right.
That's already hiding it from you. What nigga really gonna say that?
If he was a real nigga, he's like, you know what? I do. You got me. Like, damn, this nigga crazy.
I just see a
like I say, gay don't bother me, but I hate horny gay. Because I don't like horny straight. Like, I don't like when people said thirst traps and shit. That shit whack to me.
But you step into it. You like the shit.
No, I don't.
I don't feel like you should, like, follow no gay nigga on social media or nothing where it's going to be put in your face. Especially if that's not what you like to see.
Somebody friends would like something most of the time.
What gay nigga I follow? Yeah. Oh, no, man.
Yeah.
Even if you do, I'm saying.
I mean, I don't make you gay because, fuck, we support everybody, nigga, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even to say that you can't follow that person, but I'm just saying. I follow people based off the content that I want to see. If I don't want to see you, I'm not about to follow you.
All right,
once, you know what I mean? I don't fuck with you.
I'm going to tell a story. One time I was on Snapchat, clicked on this person. They was doing a sipping paint. I'm like, okay, nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. They was painting a naked man.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were about to
What's
say
wrong
that?
With that?
Hold up. All right, first of all, that nigga dick was about this biggest. So it took up my whole camera, which I didn't want to see. But say, son, the nigga was paying them. The nigga dick like by his head like this. And he just happy like, oh, y'all, look at this.
Man.
So I told myself, I'm never going to click on this Snapchat again. And I never did. I'm not going to say who it is. You know who it is.
I don't think nothing wrong with it.
Yo, say, bro, like, if I'm watching porn, I'm prepared to see penis. If I'm on Twitter shows some wild shit, so a dick might pop up.
Right.
Okay, you
wasn't I'm on a regular person's Snapchat. I don't see no fucking dick just flopping next to my... next to the nigga head. It was next to the nigga head just flopping. And he on cloud nine. Hey, y'all, look at me.
I get it. I wonder if that's how people feel when they click on my Instagram some days. Like people that follow me for sewing stuff. No, I don't be naked. No, fuck no. I will wear a bikini or a thong or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do sometimes when I go on vacation.
You was in Post Yourself in Jamaica. I think that was your story.
Yeah. I do when I'm on vacation. I do post a little bikini, a little, sexy content. Because that's my personal page, really. I just post my work on there.
Right, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, I fuck with the page because I fuck with what you do. Like,
but I have it like that because I need people to know who they're dealing with. Like, this is a very personal industry that I'm in. Like, I be having to grab people crotch and stuff like that when I'm altering stuff. So it's like,
I'm about to say a joke. I'm not going to.
That was wild. I know. That was wild for me to say that.
I forgot. The new me don't do shit like that. Because I had a lot. She threw the lob. I was about to finish it.
You should have just did it.
Nah, people watch this podcast and I get checked on some stuff.
Fake.
So I got to chill.
No, but it's a very personal, type thing. So I just want people to know who they're dealing with. I want them to know that I'm still a real person. And I am who I am. I'm not about to change that because you want to buy a prom dress or nothing.
Nah, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
I think some stuff, I used to want to separate my personal with my business because I say some outlandish shit on in life. Mm-hmm. And I want to separate manager me from nigga me.
Mm-hmm.
But now most of my people know who I am anyway.
That's what I'm about to say. You gotta pay attention to who your audience fuck with. Like, I realize that people like it better when I'm more down to earth, when I'm more myself and not like that super professional. Like, I handle my business. When it's time to handle business, we're gonna sit down, we're gonna discuss what we need to discuss, we're gonna get the business cleared. But I'm still talk to you how I talk in real life. My customers be coming. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so sorry that I do that, y'all. But they be coming, and my hair be all over my head sometimes. I be having sweatpants, t-shirt on, no bra. Like, I'm in my house. I'm working. I've been working on gowns all day. I just woke up at 2 p.m. because I went to sleep at 6:30 this morning. Like, so.
Man, the grind don't stop.
Yeah, it don't stop. So I need people to know that they're going to get what they get with me. I'm just a real person here with a talent. You know, that's making stuff happen.
Hey, nigga, you hella talented, man.
Thank you like, so much.
Like, shout out to my last couple guests who came through. Right. Like, I guess anybody I fuck with, like, who doing something I like, because I like talent, I'm going to send them on here. I'm going to try to reach out.
Right.
Yeah. But I spent my week, I watched a lot of Tubi movies. I think Tubi got a bad rap. I think Tubi puts out some quality products.
What?
This shit hold trash, up. Dog.
Hold up, nigga. No, I felt that way until I watched the movies. I watched some, I'm like, yo, this shit ain't. Man. What's your favorite movie?
On Tubi?
In life.
I'm
about to judge you right now talking about Tubi.
Dang, I ain't gonna lie. It might be like Shadows of Belly. It's like one
of them. Stop.
Oh, God.
Hey, yo. I'm gonna tell you how bad Belly is. That's one of the fucking worst movies ever made.
The first one. I'm talking about just the first one.
No, Belly 2 is better than Belly 1. And both
okay,
them trash.
They both was valid, but.
Hold up, man. What about this week in Hollywood? Now we gotta do it. Wait, where is that? It's the blue button, huh? Hit it. Paul. Not that one.
This week in Hollywood. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yo, we about to do a quick Belly breakdown. For starters, it got the worst acting ever. It got the fucking worst acting ever. I don't believe Nas is a gangster. Like, he on some corny shit. Nigga, I get shot in 5 minutes later. Let's go to Africa. Bitch, go to the hospital, nigga. You're bleeding out, nigga. You're bleeding out. Lord. That's a bad fucking movie. DMX so crazy ass, man. T-Bobs with that poo ass fucking body. Whatever, man.
Oh, that bit was.
That shit was terrible.
Okay, what about Shadows?
I don't like Shadows.
Oh.
I cut that shit off instantly.
What?
I don't like Shadows.
Did you watch it?
I watched like 40 minutes.
So what's your favorite movie?
He started laughing.
Yeah, what the hell?
House Party.
What?
The
House Party did bust, I ain't gonna lie. Yes. House Party was cool.
Don't say nothing about House Party.
House Party was
cool. We got some problems. I love that movie.
House Party was cool. House Party was not the best acting.
It's a party. Niggas dancing, they rapping. They were cool. That was the coolest niggas in the 90s. Cool. I wanted to beat them. Both of them. Were mostly kid. Play was a trash ass friend. But like Tubi movies. All right, they all got the same plot. And the acting bad. But when you boy, you put that shit on, they're like, all right, it's all right.
This nigga here.
No. So for real, I'm bored. I need to go on Tubi.
I say, bro, I had a week off. I was bored. I started putting Tubi on.
Tubi.
Yeah. You're going to find something you like.
If you like Tubi, just get on Zeus.
No. Zeus is hella toxic.
Toxic.
You got Zeus Network?
I pay for it.
Yo,
oh, my God.
Yo, I ain't going to hold you.
Oh, man. No,
I'm sick for that.
Yo, they be.
They get it in.
They be wilding out.
They be throwing up blows.
I'm watching some shit and they like.
Yeah, they fight for real.
Were you or were you not sucking dick in the back? And they start swinging.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's wild. Like, you not showing enough ass right now. Like, we all got our ass out and you don't. Bop. What?
It's like Love and Hip Hop on steroids, though. Like, that shit
with all
crazy.
Girls.
Yes.
All right. All right. This is how horny I am. My old cashier, Maya.
The only
Hold up. My old cashier, she got a Zeus Network. And she was like, I like Ratchet TV. So I'm like, do they show titties on there? And she like, yeah, sometimes.
Yep.
So I was about to buy it just to see titties.
Oh, no. That's some horny shit. That's next level horny. Just because you thought they might show a titty. You didn't know for sure. You thought they might.
I mean,
you was in.
They probably
that's why bitches be making meals. That's why bitches make meals off OnlyFans. Because you thought you might see this, but you really got that.
But I support OnlyFans.
I do too.
So if a chick I knew had OnlyFans, I'm gonna throw shit out there just because I fuck with her. I support everybody what they do.
They got niggas that complain.
Oh, but I got banned from OnlyFans.
What you did? What?
All right.
You was posting content or you was just paying? You was a payer.
We're not about to talk about this. on this podcast. Hey, yo, people do see this shit. People who ain't supposed to see shit. So we ain't about to talk about this. Hey, yo, we was talking about Zeus, though?
Yeah.
Yo, they have some shit called, what is it called, Wild versus Bad or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay, new. I like it. It's kind of dumb to me.
All I do is see Sukiyana or somebody fighting every fucking week.
But did Suki get beat up? Did you see it?
Well, I saw the clip on Instagram and she was on the ground.
She was on the ground and her dude came out the audience trying to come to rescue her.
I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Say, bro, you saw recently basketball game, LSU versus South Carolina.
Yeah.
South Carolina beat LSU and I don't know the woman's name, but she pushed what's her name?
Flo J.
Yeah, nigga, you.
I think Camilla. You
I be paying attention.
Yeah,
I named Camilla or some shit like that.
Well,
the center for South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah.
All right, two things bother me. She pushed Flo J, and Flo J's brother came off the stands.
Right.
And some people said, "If that's my sister, I'ma ride for her." You can't do that.
He shouldn't have did that.
You can't do that.
It's all girls.
Not that set.
What are you gonna do? Fight a girl?
And they got many other people that's around.
They got security.
Yeah, they got
you
all.
You can't do that. Because after the NBA game, he'd have went to jail instantly.
He did.
Well, he'd still be in jail.
But he would have been longer.
Yeah.
It would have been charged.
Let LeBron be on that court. He'd have been in jail still.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's not the right setting to... I understand jumping in for your sister, but not there. Like, in some street shit, absolutely. Not in the middle of a basketball game. That's basketball shit.
Yeah.
You got to stay out of that shit. You got to fight that urge and jump in. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do it.
And what... You saw the program press conference after?
Well, Kim Mulkey, what you said?
For starters, I like Dawn Staley. Class act. Black
is
lady.
Is that the, for the other, the...
Yeah.
Okay. I liked how she responded.
Fucking classy
yeah.
lady.
I definitely like how... Yeah, she took accountability and then apologized.
But Kim Mulkey talking about some. I wish you would have pushed Angel Reese. All right, man, shut the fuck up. Like...
Because she sounded crazy.
You promoting violence mm-hmm. amongst black people, which I don't like because Angel Reese is black and so is Flo J. Mm-hmm. But what if a nigga pushed you? Nigga should have knocked your old ass out.
I mean, I get her point. I get her angle. She was just trying to say,
man, fuck her.
Go at somebody that, you know, you could go toe to toe with because Flo J was a lot smaller than the other girl. The girl was standing over her.
Flo J, so she rapped though, so she should be tough. She knows how to rap.
But she pushed the other girl. Man, shut up. What?
She be rapping. She tough, huh?
That don't mean that girl know how to fight.
Right. She sounded more like a player than
what
a
if
coach.
That girl talk that shit and can't get in that field and walk it?
A lot of people like that.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't just say, you know, that girl can do that because she rap. But. Imagine if, you know, it wouldn't, it just, I don't think it would have been the same response to a girl that was standing toe to toe with her. They would have got in each other's face, yeah, but you just gonna shove her? No, because you know that girl could fight you.
But they don't fight in college sports like that.
In any regulation basketball game, nobody ain't throwing no punches. Like, nobody fights. It's just a lot of pushing and shoving, and then it's broken up. So. True.
Because if I was in the NBA, I'm gonna do that all the time. I'm be the toughest guy because I know you can't hit
That's
me.
That's why Devin Booker
I'm being tough.
That's why Book talk so much. Nobody ain't never swung on him yet. All Book do is talk.
What they do, fine him or they put him out?
They get fined. Depends on how close it is. Hey, what you going to do if somebody hit me? Because I talk buku shit.
In the basketball? If I'm
talking about life, nigga. I ain't fighting about
it. In the street, it's on, nigga. Like,
I ain't fighting save a lot.
It's on.
I still going to fight? I don't know. It's been a long time.
It's on in the street. Like
I got you, though.
It's a different setting.
I have a bodyguard right there. He knocking niggas out. I ain't fighting so long.
Like in the street setting, nigga, I'm circling behind that nigga until once I feel like it's about to go down and I'm swinging.
So somebody disrespect y'all gonna fight?
Well,
if it's just words, I don't care.
At this age, no, I'm a walk up.
Yeah, I'm walk away. I disrespect that work all the time. Fuck.
99% of the time, I'm armed, and I don't want to go to a certain level. So I'm gonna say, dog, you got it, and I'm walking away. But like, if you touch me,
it's on.
But I'm not going to fight. I'm way too old to fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you touch me, I'm probably going to shoot you. I'm way too old to fight.
I'm not going to lie. My favorite thing to say is I will not break a nail about no drama that's not worth it. I'm not breaking it. And it's short.
I see you.
And it's short. I'm not going to break a nail about none of that craziness.
I'm 37, bro. I'm way too old to fucking throw hands. That was cool in my 20s and teens, but I'm going to walk away now. I got too much to live for.
It wasn't cool then. Fuck. Like, but I'm willing to do it. And most likely, if I get into it,
when I was in high school, I liked fighting in high school. I liked fighting. It was fun. But shit. You know, I was angry. Right. I'm mature now.
Like, most likely, if I get into a fight, he's going to be at work. So I ain't strapped at work. So I'm going to have to throw hands.
So you're going
to
lose your job and you might get beat up.
It's I feel for my life.
Hey, yo.
Once they come across that account, it's on.
You.
Like, I don't never. I ain't going to get this shit.
We work retail. Like, he a retail manager. I was a retail manager. customers feel super entitled.
Oh, I've worked and I've been a waitress. I've worked in retail. I have just customer service. I've worked in it. People are insane.
Yeah, people crazy. I don't instigate. I don't follow people outside and do all that shit. But if you come on this side of the counter.
I did a few times.
See?
Man, no, because in the store, hold up. In the store, I be on the phone with this nigga and I'm getting into it with somebody. Like, they don't say nothing. They step outside. Oh, well, fuck you then.
Oh, I don't say that.
So now I'm like, say, dog, I was right here. Why you say it to my face, dog? I'm right here, my nigga.
Oh, them telephone tough guys, they don't bother me. People do that shit.
I went outside for a nigga too. He's in the phone in the parking lot. I went outside for that nigga. I was tripping.
Yeah, you was hot.
Right.
Cause
like when I'm mad, I'm mad. I was tripping.
You had to walk all the way to him. And you, the whole time you just kept that I'm same still going.
And I was in the back of the store. I was in the warehouse. I walked way to the parking lot.
You walked far. That man had you. He touched your body that deep.
Yeah, cause
he had you out your Out your top.
Oh, man. That's the old me. That's the old me. Hey, yo, you plan on doing this like 10 years from now?
Making prime gowns?
Yeah, everything.
Yes, I plan to have somebody else making them. I'm going to pay somebody.
That's cool.
I want a team. I want to have a, you know, I want it to be big. I want to put other people in a position to do what I do, know the knowledge that I know, create the visions that they have.
Now, you talking that shit now.
Right.
Yeah. I like
I want
to put
other people on. I don't. It's not just about me. Like at this point now, I've done it for me. I'm having fun with this. I have the clientele. I traveled for 2 years straight every month, damn near. I had fun. There's way more to do, but that's why I want to get it to the grand scale of, you know, I could put other people in the position of.
What you mean traveling, like vacations and shit, or like traveling to do work for somebody?
A little bit of both. More so traveling vacation. But
been to Egypt.
I haven't. And let me tell you.
That's a random ass place.
That was that. No, but listen, that's crazy because that's really at the top of my list. But I don't just travel just to travel and have fun. Like when I travel, I like to go into fashion districts. I like to go look at the fabrics that they have to offer, especially international trips. Italy, I need to get there. They have some of the best fabrics in this world. Dubai.
Hey fool, you want to go to Italy? You want to go there? It's whatever, nigga.
My passport ain't too far away. Don't leave me.
Yeah. Yo, we got to get this shit popping, though, for, you know, the Urban Elegance. We got to get this shit popping, so take some trips.
Y'all should, though. Y'all should be doing your podcasts on a rooftop in fucking Dubai.
All right, first of all, how long is Dubai? That's like...
A whole day.
Yeah, I don't do planes like that.
But listen, it's okay. It's okay for certain places.
Nigga, I'm scared of planes.
But you got to see the world. It's a lot of world to see.
All overseas going to be all, they all long plane rides.
Nigga. It's no matter what. Or you got, or what you going to take, boat and be in the water?
Why you think, I'm not scared of boats.
But
why you think I started traveling recently? I started getting on planes like what, 2020? 2019? I hate that shit.
So you're going to get on a boat before a plane?
I mean, I've been on planes. I just don't like them.
You going to be on a boat before a plane?
How long that boat ride is?
It's longer.
The boat longer.
It's longer.
It feel like a cruise. Cruises are dope.
No.
That shit dope.
Cruises are limited. Cruises should stop at 6 days. That 7 day, that's too much. 5 days are cool, but I want one
cruises.
More.
Yeah, they do.
And that's too long. But you're also going to actual countries. Like you're going to Antarctica. You're going to Italy. You're going to Barcelona.
Nobody going to Antarctica because it's super cold.
They have a cruise. They have one.
And nigga, it's cold. You can't live there. But it's fucking cold.
But they not going there to hop in no pool.
And shit.
All right.
That's what they going to see.
They want
to
see, what's them little
you ever been cold weather?
Sea things.
They be going to see like killer whales and shit.
You ever
like
been in cold weather before?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Quick story. All right. It's kind of embarrassing. I was unloading the truck. It's like 20 degrees outside. We unloading the truck. Like, damn, I got to piss. I go to the bathroom. Say, bro, I don't know. Like my thing was so small, I couldn't recognize it.
I couldn't recognize it. Yo, insane.
That bit was little. Like, I couldn't even piss right. So now I'm scared. Like, dog, I never saw my dick this small before. So I was inside for a few hours. I went back to the bathroom and I was back to normal size. But
yeah, that's what happened when you
nigga, I'm not dealing with nigga.
The COVID.
Like nigga.
Yes, that's what happened.
Like a baby body, dick. I've been with little.
Yeah. You already knew that.
No, the guy I heard of it. I never saw it.
Was outside?
The warehouse must ain't got no.
No,
oh, you was in a warehouse.
We're inside a truck.
Oh, you was in the truck.
Yeah,
oh,
we inside.
But it's just cold as fuck.
Yeah, you know the weather. The truck feels like outside.
It's snowing?
Yeah.
No, it's like 20. It was cold.
It'd be cold in Slidell. Yeah, when they
I'd be irritated when it's cold outside. Yeah,
when they got a cold front, it's always cold.
Well, I got an attitude in the wintertime. The whole winter.
Why it's fucking cold?
I'd be like, let's get inside now. Like,
oh, nigga, the summer worse.
Why would you park far? Park me by the door. Like, I'd be getting irritated.
Nigga, the summer worse, man.
No, it's not. I would rather be hot.
It'd be like cold. A hundo out here. Say
hot than cold.
Me and him came here arguing one time. Cause it was hot. I ain't like it. I walked in this bitch arguing because I'm hot.
So you the opposite of me. I could be hot because I'm gonna just go give me a little snowball. I'm gonna go get in the pool. I'm gonna just, you know.
Can you swim?
Yes, I was a lifeguard for 5 years.
Are you like African American black?
I'm mixed actually.
Yeah, I know. Cause
I don't really know what I'm mixed with.
Cause niggas can't swim.
And no, you're saying that, that's factual. I'm talking about grown ass people cannot swim in 3 feet of water.
I mean, we don't have access to pools.
Can you show me how to swim? Like
I could, yes, I could absolutely teach you.
Wait, like
this, stroking, like I'm talking about a real professional freestyle stroke.
You can't swim, huh?
No.
See,
I don't be in pools like
you know
that.
How to swim.
He could.
All right.
Hold up. I told a story about we was talking about getting on jet skis and I might fall off and die. And he like say, Brock, I'm gonna save you. If you swim and drown. I'm gonna save you.
Can you really save somebody?
Yeah, you know how to
swim. Can you really save somebody? It's different in real life, dog.
Yeah, when people start to...
people think they know something.
Yeah, dog.
Let me tell you, training for lifeguard, it's intense. It is intense. Because you think you could swim until you really got to... when you got another person that you got to deal with.
And they flipping around like
I ain't going to lie. I believe in you. I got a lot of faith in you, actually. However, I'm looking at you. You are kind of petite.
I am very petite.
And I'm kind of skinny fat.
Let me tell you.
Dummies they be training with be heavy as fuck.
What?
I don't know if you can save me. Like I don't think you got me.
Wait, you tripped me. I was skinny fat. That was funny.
Yo, my stomach big.
That was funny. Because I don't mean to laugh that hard, but like if there was a way to, okay, I get it. But I saved. Listen, this man. When I say he was grown as fucking, he was fat. He was fat. Yo. Like, he was actually fat. I had to save this man in, like, 6 feet of water. And I told him, I had already warned him. I'm like, bro, you going out, it's about to dip. Because you know how the pool goes straight, and then it just all of a sudden dip.
Right.
I'm warning him. I'm like, bro, you trying to dip out? Like, you're about to be underwater. And all I saw was that man's eyes big as fuck underwater, I said. And I let him drink a little bit because I told you.
That's regular.
You trying to teach this man a lesson
about life. He grown as fuck.
You kind of grown. You kind of shitty lifeguard.
Yeah, that's not a moment for
man,
a life lesson.
I worked at Stallings by the racetrack. Come on now. We in the hood.
Come on. The pool. We used to play ball there.
That's what I'm saying. This is a hood pool. They come here every weekend. You know the rules, dude.
I'm going to ask my question. If somebody drowned, you got to get mouth to mouth?
No. I'm not going to let you drown like that.
Because, we had a conversation, and I told him, like, if I'm drowning, y'all don't give me mouth to mouth. Find a woman. I don't want that shit. Let me die or
find
a woman.
Oh, like, if you needed it.
Yeah.
So you went, so.
No.
You're going to die.
I don't want no man.
You're going to die.
What if a man above me like this, and I'm like this?
If you can't breathe, do you care? Who the fuck sucking water out
your? Yeah. Because.
He's going to die.
But
what?
What if I wake up and I'm horny?
Why would you wake up horny?
No. No way.
Tell this nigga ain't on.
Hold up.
If you wake up and you horny, you are gay. And you need to start, you need to reevaluate what you got going on in your life.
What about dick hard to give me mouth to mouth?
Because you like boys.
No, I don't want no mouth to mouth.
If you like boys, if you wake up gay.
If you wake up
horny, that's what I mean.
No, because when you're sleeping.
That's not different.
I'm horny.
That's your real, true, unconscious thoughts. That's your real. Thoughts. This is what my brain wants to think.
At night, I'm probably a wreck that night. So I wake up, I'm a wreck. So if I'm underwater,
drowning
and
sleeping is two different things. I might be a wreck.
If you have dead, you got one foot in the grave.
Right. Your dick.
I'm in La La Land. We just gonna call him La La Land. I'm in La La Land. I don't really know what I'm thinking and what I'm not, but this is what I like.
Hold up.
This when I wake up and I'm like, I like that.
No.
You like boys. No.
Think about this. Like, I'm unconscious because I'm drowning. So I might be having like a sex dream about like me and
you don't have a dream,
me and like
though.
Somebody, me and Cardi B or something.
The last thing I saw was this man coming.
Hold up. Oh, no. Do- I got you. Hold up. You a lifeguard. You wear your little lifeguard piece. So I'm looking at you like, damn, she look good.
I'm a girl.
I'm looking at you. You look good. I'm trying to show up in front of you. So I'm like, ooh, look at me sweat. So now I'm like, I'm still excited. I'm drowning. So I was thinking about you. Now I'm drowning. So now I'm still hard. So what? I don't want a man give me mouth to mouth because I'm hard. That's gay.
Okay. That's funny.
That's a good scenario.
That was a great way to swap that.
That's a bad scenario.
That was a great way to swap that because I get it. You still thinking about what you was thinking about. You ain't really thinking about when you was almost dying.
So why you drowning? You're not worrying about, oh shit, I'm
if you still
drowning,
think about
you still
that
think
girl,
about horniness.
If when why he you wake dying? Up when he wake up, if he survive, he better go find that girl.
That's what you thinking about while you dying.
And if you don't, then I'm just going to say you gay.
This nigga wild, son.
Your final thought this shit, man. Yo, give me your final thoughts about this episode, Miss Chelsea.
Great energy, good vibes. I love the random questions.
We do that.
Yeah. It's definitely down to earth over here.
Say fresh.
Shit. Nigga, you way too horny. I'm still tripping. Like, nigga, why the fuck you thinking about humping while you... As a nigga who got saved by a lifeguard before, nigga, you not thinking about that
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, I'm
you
not...
You got saved before?
Yes, my sister kicked me down a water slide one time because I was taking too long to go down, and I went straight to the bottom like a fucking rock. So the dude had to jump in and pull me out.
That's wicked.
Oh, I got saved before, too.
That's a wicked job. Please go learn how to swim.
At first grade, I jumped in the pool. Like, knowing I can't. I just jumped in the pool. Knowing
I can't bold. Swim.
And I was doing this, and I saw somebody, so I started drowning him and pulling myself up. And then my dude mama reached in and pulled me out.
That's how I do. That's how I happen.
Oh shit, nigga, you was crazy, dog. I'm still.
I'm not horny. I was just that was a scenario.
I'm just saying.
I'm not horny.
Like, bro, like that's crazy.
Hit my music. Hey yo, I say it every week. The team ain't solidified, the lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Episode 146 of the TMI podcast is in the books. We streaming everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Amazon, iHeart. I gotta look good because the whole block watching. I appreciate my guest Chelsea coming through. Hey, yo, I really think you're a superstar. Like, I fuck with you so hard, and I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Fresh, dog. I love you, bro.
Love you too, nigga.
Hey, my nigga Dre in the building, here in the back. He could have been on the podcast, but he being shy right now. Yo, but hey, yo, bro, we do this for y'all. I fucking love y'all, man. Everybody who tuned in, thank you. I'm out this bitch.